A word for you from Psalm 119 and verse 96. It says here, I have seen that everything human has its limits and end, no matter how extensive, noble, and excellent. But your commandment is exceedingly broad and extends without limits into eternity. This verse tucked away in chapter 119 speaks volumes about our limits and God's limitlessness. The writer has observed over time that man is a mere product of his God. He has obviously seen a lot of mankind's achievements. Man's endeavors do have limits. We can't deny that a man created in the image of God is truly amazing. What hasn't he attempted and very often conquered? Aren't we even trying to land on Mars? In every facet of life, from engineering to sport, we see man pushing to the limits. Doctors repair the human body as never before. Scientists are forever making new discoveries, and astronomers are seeing further and further into the universe. But there is a limit. We are still earthly. However extensive, noble, and excellent we may be. But the word says, your commandment is exceedingly broad and without limits. Don't we remember it took but a word for all to exist and be formed? God spoke and commanded, and it was done. Into eternity, where God alone is supreme, we may claim applause or fame down here on earth, but eternal things are His alone. So let our concentration be on things above, more than things below. As God's word says, let us look to those things above and take our thoughts and mind off the things of the earth here below.